A commercial trucker pulls up at the pump in Pompano Beach. He's filling up at a Wise Gas station. Wise Gas is the name of a Broward company that sells compressed natural gas, CNG for short. CNG is a lot cheaper and cleaner than regular gas. The average price of CNG is a little over $2 a gallon. When was the last time you heard a price like that? Jeff Green is a Wise Gas boss, but he's also a Wise Gas customer. He paid to have his 2008 Ford Escape converted to run on CNG.
It cost me about $4,500.
How much time did it take?
It took about 3 days.
And tell me, how much does it cost you to fill up?
It's a 8-gallon tank, and it cost me about $17.
$17 a tank, compressed natural gas.
That's correct.
That's half what he pays when he's filling up with regular gas.
Show me how it works.
Okay, it's fairly simple. You just disconnect it from the dispenser like this, and then you take this and plug it into the car, and if you hear this click, it tells you that it's connected.
Okay.
And then you turn, you lift
the lever. We know Green is saving on his gas bill, the question is if he's making money on the CNG business. They've been at it now for 4 years. The answer is yes, the business is profitable and growing by 15 to 20% a quarter, but he says they definitely have a ways to go.
We feel like the margins in natural gas are sufficient to make a good living.
Their most successful market right now is commercial trucks and vans. City Furniture, Cardinal Logistics, and AT&T are some of their biggest clients. But what about the consumer market converting to this green way of gassing up? Regular drivers like you and me.
Well, the industry as a whole has to be further developed for us to get it out to the market. But we feel like regulatory and the industry is kind of catching up with us.
Do you expect to be rich?
I expect to be rich in several years. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme by any means.
If the market catches up to this green product, if there are government incentives perhaps, Jeff Green's success could be golden. For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Karen Rundlett for the Sunshine Economy.
Still lots of ifs there. Florida has not offered tax credits to compressed natural gas buyers yet, at least, but a few states like California and Colorado have. Now, in May, the state legislature did approve an incentive to encourage fleet conversion. Businesses that convert their vans and trucks and delivery vehicles to natural gas can get a major rebate. Compressed natural gas, perhaps part of the future of energy here in South Florida.